Talking with Tom Buchanan, our president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Tom, you've got a good delegation here at this 2015 AFBF meeting. What are some of the things that you're most interested in that you think is going to be talked about by delegates here first of the week?
Well, we certainly have a very good delegation out from Oklahoma, somewhere in the 60 range, a good number of folks that have come up. I'll tell you before we get into the specifics that I'm very proud when I look at our delegates that are here. We certainly have those folks that you would expect to come, but people back home need to understand that our young farmer and rancher bunch are here in great abundance and are representing us very well. We'll probably get into that a little bit, but I'll tell you, when we get on the floor and start talking about resolutions, certainly there are those that people at home are concerned about. I would say one of the top of those is the new farm bill. Let's make sure we get that implemented correctly and timely. Also, this big data issue that is continuing to work out there will be something that we talk about. We did have some pretty big concerns about the beef checkoff. I'm hoping that that kind of has solved itself. And then we'll see what else comes out of the floor up here. I don't look for any big fireworks. I think that things are going to go pretty smooth, but there will be a couple issues that will be, there'll be some discussion on. Let's put it that way.
We'll certainly continue to see a lot of activity by the Obama administration regarding regulations. I know that the Farm Bureau has been really interested in what's going on with especially WOTUS.
Absolutely. The waters of the U.S. has been one of those issues that American Farm Bureau has been very interested and active in. I can tell you I'm very proud not only to be an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member, but a member of American Farm Bureau because the battle, so to speak, has been taken to EPA over this issue. The wrong of that issue has certainly been brought to light, and I believe that it's beginning to win the day. Now, that's yet to be seen. EPA thinks they know how we should take care of our land better than ourselves, but we understand this private property rights issue, and this needs to stop. We're working very hard to stop this.
Obviously, we have quite an ally in that regard in the U.S. Senate, in our Oklahoma Senator, Mr. Inhofe.
Absolutely. Again, I'll use that word absolutely. Senator Inhofe is a true champion for Oklahoma. He's a true champion for private property rights. He understands farming and agriculture. He understands rural Oklahoma. He understands the oil and gas industry. He understands and supports Oklahoma. He is a champion of ours, and it is the right place at the right time to take care of Oklahoma's needs.
One other question regarding our wife and our folks. We've got folks that are still in contention, really kind of across the board.
We sure do. We have two couples and then a young man himself who are still in the top 10, and Sweet 16 is what we call it. So that means that they have sorted themselves through those first layers and are moving up in that competition and really stand a very good chance of, if not winning that, of placing very, very high. We're extremely proud. Yes, you're right. We have not done as well in the recent past, but things have turned around on that YFR, and the young farmers and ranchers in Oklahoma are very active, very good at what they do, and that's showing here in San Diego.